A French Open update for AFT Hire, specialising in temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. AFTHire.com.au.
It's always great to catch up with Brett Phillips, always brought to you by AFT Hire. G'day, Brett.
Good morning, KB.
Now, obviously, I thought Kokkinakis put up a terrific performance. Nick Kyrgios has got an elbow injury, maybe in some doubt, maybe for Wimbledon as well. And, of course, we know that Tomic is out and also Stosur. So it hasn't been a happy hunting ground again for us at the French.
No, always tough to win on the clay at Roland Garros. But, look, Tanasi, I thought, as you said, KB, put up a pretty good show to go down 4-4-4. It was just one break of serve in each set, and look, he was right in the match. He competed really well, as he said after the game. It's another great experience for him, and he's pretty happy with the way he's developing, and so he should be. He's doing most things right. It's just that big game experience, you know, the body continuing to develop and to put on that frame that you need to compete against the best on a grueling tour. So, you know, I think only the best is going to be coming his way, and he's going to be at a career high ranking around 68 in the world, Thanasi Kokkinakis. Kyrgios will be at 25 today, so he ups his ranking with a decent showing. But yeah, you get to about that third, fourth round and you run into pretty good opponents. And as we've mentioned previously, KB, the concern with Nick Kyrgios is certainly that body and whether it's going to stand up so he can play a full year on the tour. Certainly Kokkinakis has shown he's capable of overcoming injury. He had that stress fracture of the foot a couple of years ago, but he's been had a clean bill of health since then, whereas it's an ongoing battle for Nick Kyrgios right now.
He's a demonstrative player, isn't he, Kyrgios, on court, not frightened to show his emotions. Whether or not he keeps it in check and he's able to continue to play good tennis like John McEnroe did, I'm not saying he's in McEnroe's class at the moment, but he can explode a bit. But McEnroe, obviously, you know, it was part of the tactics and he was very calculating and he knew what he was doing all the time, not quite certain whether Nick does.
No, that's still a bit of the unknown. You know, look, he's brash and he's young and he's got plenty of personality. He mutters away, he engages the crowd, he talks to everyone, the chair umpire, he's talking to his opponent. But, you know, I sense that there's a real respect for him on the tour with the way he's come on. And obviously opponents done a lot of scouting of him. He's a dangerous player. He's a player that you can't just simply go out and defeat. Andy Murray knew he had to be at his best, but look, you know, certainly it helped Murray's cause, the fact that he couldn't continue to keep serving at 200Ks. That's his big weapon, Nick Kyrgios, but as that that shoulder and elbow was starting to give him a bit of trouble, he you know, serve was dropping down to about 170 at one stage. So, you know, the good players, you know, return serve pretty well against services that are coming in at that sort of speed. And yeah, Murray just did what he had to do, and, you know, he gets through to the next stage.
And what about the back injury that Tomic's got?
Yeah, look, he's going to have some surgery from all reports. You know,
surgery?
Yeah, he's going to go in and have some, I think, surgery just to have a look at things. And, you know, whether he plays Wimbledon, we'll have to wait and see. That's the word sort of certainly going around. And, look, I think the early part of the season looks like it's just taken its toll a little bit. He's played a lot of tennis since the Australian Open and has played pretty much every week on the tour. So, yeah, got that ranking down to, you know, under 30 in the world, and that's fantastic. And he's going to, you know, continue to be around that mark, but he's just going to make sure he gets that body right so he can play the full year on the tour.
But Joe Wilfried Tsonga, quite a few years ago, made the final of the Australian Open, and everyone said he was going to be the next big thing, but he always seems to fall short, a bit like Thomas Berdych, of the really, really good players, and he did play Berdych last night.
He was exhilarating, Joe Willie. We love him. He's always been a terrific player to watch. You know, the thing with the French players, Kev, I mean, they haven't had a winner since, you know, the great Yannick Noah back in 83. They've always been around the mark. They've always had a lot of players inside the top 100. But I think we've always questioned the mental toughness of, you know, Gasquet and Simon and Joe Wilfried Tsonga. They've got all the talent in the world. Everyone can play the game, but they've always, as you said, just fallen a little bit short. He missed basically the first 3 months of the year. Didn't play the Australian Open. Returned to the tour in Miami. His clay court form leading up hadn't been terrific, but gee, he's got into a beautiful groove here. And that French crowd, who are something else, they've got to be worth, you know, whatever percentage it is to the players there. And Gasquet's got to play Djokovic tonight, trying to get through. Monfils, one set apiece with Federer. You just wonder how much the crowd can play a part to maybe help get those guys over the line. And look, poor old Thomas Berdych, I do feel for him a bit. He's gone out in the limb. He went and got Andy Murray's very good mate, Danny Valverde, to come into the camp and coach him this year, trying to go for broke. He's missed the Davis Cup, trying to win that one elusive Grand Slam, but he just can't get there.
What about that game between Federer and Monfils? What's your gut feeling on that one?
Well, it's going to be fascinating. Obviously, light preventing that from going any further last night. They played an absolute epic at the US Open last year. And look, who knows with Monfils, it's whether he can stay engaged and keep his concentration for the full match. But look, Roger's making a lot more errors as he gets older, particularly on that forehand wing. And, you know, Monfils has just got to keep attacking him, being really, really aggressive. But so often, you know, Roger's been able to stand up against these sort of guys when they're throwing everything but the kitchen sink and the crowd against him. Yeah, that's probably got five sets, I think, Kev. At least four, maybe five, written all over it when that resumes second up on centre court tonight.
Got the other three big guns playing tonight as well, with Djokovic, Nadal and Murray.
Yeah, absolutely. So centre court, we're going to have Maria Sharapova and Lucy Safarova to start. Sharapova, you think, would have the edge there. Serena Williams up against Sloane Stephens. It'll be a really good battle. Sloane's coming back after being world number 11 a couple of years ago, and Serena's shown that... if you can maybe catch her out, she's vulnerable, certainly. Djokovic against Gasquet. Look, you know, Richard Gasquet's got all the talent in the world. He's having a good run here. He's had an injury-interrupted year. He's a beautiful player to watch, Gasquet. He's got all the court craft and skill you'd want, but certainly not the mental strength and probably the fitness levels of Novak Djokovic. Murray up against Chardis, the other Frenchman who's unseeded, who's surprisingly made it this far. Andy Murray should be too strong on that occasion. And Rafael Nadal up against Jack Sock. I mean, Sock's been fantastic. He's a young American who's on the rise. He keeps the game pretty simple. Got a very, very good forehand. But Nadal, Djokovic, certainly on track to meet in that quarterfinal. That's what we certainly anticipated before the tournament started.
That's Serena Williams versus Sloane Stephens. Sloane Stephens, did she upset her once at a Grand Slam tournament?
Yes, she did, right here in Australia. Going back 3 years ago on her way to that semi-final where she lost to Victoria Azarenka. And post then, she's really sort of struggled. Ranking slipped down to about 30, 40 in the world. But just the last couple of months had some really encouraging results on the tour. And look, she's a great competitor. She idolised Serena and Venus as she was growing up. So she gets another crack at Serena Williams tonight, who just showed in that match against Azarenka, there was a fair bit going on in that battle. These are two champions of the game. Azarenka's trying to work her way back to the top 10 of women's tennis. That, yeah, if you can get Serena into some uncomfortable areas and just get her running around, she is certainly beatable. She's only been able to win the French Open twice. That's not a tournament she's been able to dominate.
Well, I'll be looking forward to watching the French tonight. Always great to catch up, Brett.
Thanks, KB.
Don't forget, AFT Hire always brings you, Brett, for your temporary fencing and portable toilet hire. Call Graham or Sash. They're big SEN listeners on 1300 946 660 or log on to AFTHire.com.au.